All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League, and I am definitely looking to rebound after week number two was an all-out disaster for me. Had one of my worst weeks ever, as I only went 6-10 in my picks. I had one of the top 10 picks in the draft, and now I have rebounded, looking to do my thing in week number three. Got the third week of the NFL season started on the right foot. I had the Giants over the Washington Redskins on Thursday night. The game was not as close as I expected it to be, but for the sake of the Giants, they are happy to get their first win of the season. What other 15 teams will join the Giants in the winner's circle for week three? Well, we'll have to wait and see, but these are my picks for week number three in the National Football League. Going to start off at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, where a pair of undefeated teams will meet in the Atlanta Falcons and the Dallas Cowboys. Now, both of these teams have something in common, as both teams have defeated both the New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles in the first 2 weeks of the season. Things have changed drastically for the Dallas Cowboys. You have Tony Romo, who was on the shelf for a while with a collarbone injury, clavicle injury. You have wide receiver Dez Bryant, who is out with an injury as well. And Jason Witten is a game-time decision in this one for Dallas at tight end. Whereas for the Falcons, you have a team that has gotten their confidence back under first-year head coach Dan Quinn. And you look at the combination of Matt Ryan at quarterback and Julio Jones at wide receiver, it will simply be too tough for this Dallas Cowboys defense to tangle with. Thus, I'm going to take Atlanta on the road in this one by the score of 31-20. Now, in the AFC South, the surprising 0-2 Indianapolis Colts will travel to take on the 1-1 Tennessee Titans. The Colts have been stuck in neutral in the first two games of the season as they lost to both the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets, while the Tennessee Titans are a different team this year under Ken Whisenhunt with the rookie quarterback in Marcus Mariota. Now, you look at this young quarterback in Mariota, and he's going up against a defense for the Colts right now that does not have a lot of confidence. And you look at Mariota's head coach in Ken Whisenhunt, he is going to look to exploit that and make things that much better for his youngster at quarterback. Now, you have a young veteran in his own right at the other quarterback for the Colts and Andrew Luck, and simply he's trying to do too much right now as he's simply trying to put this team on his back. Other guys on the Colts who are not named Andrew Luck have to start stepping up and making plays, and it is gut check time for this team because they are 0-2 for the second consecutive year, and they really need to avoid 0-3 if they want to turn things around and make the playoffs. Thus, I'm going to take Indianapolis on the road by the score of 27-17. Now, here's a shocker right here, and I say a shocker because it is a head-scratcher game, as you have the 1-1 Oakland Raiders traveling to take on the Cleveland Browns. The Browns come into this game as a 3-point favorite, but in my book, this is a classic pick'em. That's why it's a scratcher, because the odds makers made Cleveland a 3-point favorite at home. Now, you have a Raiders team. They're playing with confidence. They're 1-1. They haven't yet to play on the road this season, but under head coach Jack Del Rio, this team is starting to believe in themselves. And like I said in the preseason, I didn't pick Oakland to win that many games this year, but they're going to be a tough out on a week-to-week basis under Jack Del Rio. For Cleveland, they're home. They hope that McCown can come back at quarterback and play well for them, and they are hoping to feed off of that home energy out there in Cleveland. It's going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take the Browns at home by the score of 24-23. Now, the 0-2 Baltimore Ravens have their first home game of the season, and they will host the 2-0 Cincinnati Bengals, who are sitting atop the AFC North. Now, the Ravens, it has been tough sledding. They lost in week number one on the road to the Denver Broncos, and in the process, they lost their emotional leader and outside linebacker Terrell Suggs for the season due to an Achilles injury. They stayed out in San Jose between weeks one and week two, and they lost to the Oakland Raiders. And now they're really trying to find their groove, because at 0-2, this is a desperate club. The Cincinnati Bengals, they've just taken care of their business. They come in loose, and fresh. And this is a team that has not rolled over in recent seasons for the Baltimore Ravens. For the Bengals to go in there and get the road victory against Baltimore, they have to play mistake-free football, which means Andy Dalton, the Bengals quarterback, has to do a solid job of protecting the football, giving the football to his running backs. Although Jeremy Hill did have problems holding onto the football last week, this is a situation where Cincinnati has to run the football. Defensively, the Bengals will look to keep the Ravens in third and long, but the bottom line is this. I think the home cooking and a solid game from Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco are going to be the difference in this one. I'm going to take Baltimore at home by the score of 26-24. Now in Foxborough, the 2-0 New England Patriots host the 1-1 Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags had a surprising victory at home last week over the Miami Dolphins, and they are looking to ride that wave of momentum. But you have a New England Patriots team. More importantly, the Patriots have a quarterback in Tom Brady that is out for blood after the whole Deflategate saga over the offseason. He is looking to prove his doubters wrong, and he wants to go out there and get it done for the third consecutive week. Jacksonville will be tough for about 2.5 quarters, but I see the Patriots pulling away in this one, and I'm going to take New England by the score of 34-23. Now, down in Charlotte, the 2-0 Carolina Panthers host the 0-2 New Orleans Saints, and things changed when New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees was ruled out for this game due to a shoulder injury. Now, Carolina comes into this game as a 9.5-point favorite, and they can really distance themselves from the Saints in the NFC South, and it's still September. For Carolina, it's simple. Run the ball and play solid defense. More than likely, middle linebacker Luke Kuechly will miss his second game due to a concussion, but I still think that Carolina has enough playmakers to put pressure on this New Orleans offense. Offensively for the Panthers, they will look to run the football, and week by week, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton gets more and more comfortable, which means that that is something that is very scary for the opposing teams in the NFC South. Thus, I am going to take Carolina at home in this one by the score of 27-17. Now, 0-2 and 2-0 as the Philadelphia Eagles meet the New York Jets. And coming into this season, there were a lot of people that would have expected the Jets to come into this game winless while the Eagles coming into it undefeated. However, the script has not kept up, as it is Philly, who is 0-2, and they will travel to meet the Jets tomorrow, who are 2-0. And number one for the Jets, they have a very relentless defense. They have a secondary that can cover, led by cornerbacks Antonio Cromartie and Darrell Revis, and they have a defensive line that puts pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Right now for Philly and their offense under head coach Chip Kelly, they are searching for answers. You have a running back in DeMarco Murray that is frustrated. He also has a hamstring injury, and that is a recipe for disaster. It's September, but this is gut check time for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I don't think they are able to answer the bell against a very improved New York Jets club. And I'm taking the Jets, 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 Jets at home in this one by the score of 30-20. Now, the 0-2 Houston Texans welcome the 1-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers to town. And Jameis Winston, who was the Buccaneers quarterback, was the first overall pick of the 2015 NFL draft. And I'll tell you what, if I'm Jameis, I want to avoid J.J. Watt, the Houston Texans defensive lineman, because this guy can wreak havoc. And it doesn't matter if he's double teamed or triple teamed, he is still going to find a way to introduce himself to Jameis Winston in this one. For the Texans, they haven't been able to get it going, and a lot of what Houston does offensively relies on their running game. Still no Arian Foster, which means that Ryan Mallett, the Texans quarterback, is going to have to go out there and find a way to carry this offensive club. But I think defensively, the Texans are going to be able to step up and make some plays to force the youngster at quarterback for Tampa and Jameis Winston into some turnovers, and that's going to be the difference in a very tight game, as I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 24-23. Now in Minneapolis, the 1-1 Minnesota Vikings will host the 1-1 San Diego Chargers. Now both of these teams feel that they have what it takes to make the postseason this year, and both of these teams have different ways of getting there. You look at Minnesota, and they want to rely on the legs of veteran running back Adrian Peterson, while San Diego will rely on the right arm of their signal caller in Phillip Rivers. This game is going to come down, for my sake, as far as which team defensively can force key turnovers. That's it. And I think Minnesota has enough to get past San Diego in this one at home by the score of 27-24. Now, here's a game right here that the oddsmakers decided to make even, as the 1-1 Pittsburgh Steelers will travel to take on the 1-1 St. Louis Rams. And for all of those folks out there in the show me state, they should have a sellout crowd in this one because the Pittsburgh Steelers always travel well. And you look at a St. Louis Rams team under head coach Jeff Fisher, if you want to beat them, you better pack a lunch, because when it says 60 minutes, they play you for the full 60 minutes, and they are going to be physical. I look at the trenches in this one. The Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line against the St. Louis Rams defensive line, and Pittsburgh must find a way to keep their quarterback, Big Ben Roethlisberger, clean if they expect to score some points, because right now, you know, the Steelers love to throw the football, especially the deep ball to wide receiver Antonio Brown. Now, when I talk about that Rams defensive line, I talk about Robert Quinn and Chris Long, just to name a few, and they are going to look to put some pressure on Pittsburgh in this one. But the Steelers will have Le'Veon Bell at running back for this one to team with D'Angelo Williams, and I think that could be one of the differences in this game. And I'm going to take Pittsburgh on the road in this one by the score of 30-28. Now, you look in the NFC West as the 1-1 San Francisco 49ers travel to take on the 2-0 Arizona Cardinals. And it's week three, but first place in the division is on the line in this one. The Cardinals, they are a very tough team to beat at home, while the Niners got it handed to them last week on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Defensively, I look for Arizona to put a ton of pressure on San Francisco in first and second down, and you want to make Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick beat you in the pocket as opposed to with his legs. Now, this Niners secondary is going to have their hands full with the Cardinals wide receivers consisting of Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Floyd, and John Brown. And the Niners front seven must find a way to put some pressure on Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer. I don't think that San Francisco is going to have enough in this one, and I'm going to take the Cardinals at home by the score of 27-20. Now, in the AFC East, the 1-1 Buffalo Bills will travel to South Florida to take on the 1-1 Miami Dolphins. Both of these teams lost last week, and both of them really expected the win last week. And the loser of this game will find themselves at 1-2 and looking up at everybody else in the division. Now, for the Bills, of course, their head coach Rex Ryan talks a good game, and he loves to motivate his guys by doing that. And you have a situation with the Miami Dolphins with head coach Joe Philbin and quarterback Ryan Tannehill. They're very familiar with what Rex Ryan loves to run defensively from his time with the Jets. And, of course, they played each other twice a year in the AFC East. But this Dolphins defense is pretty good, too, led by defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. And they will look to put some pressure on Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor. I think Miami's defense is going to be able to force more turnovers than Buffalo's defense in this one. And I'm going to take the Dolphins at home by the score of 27-20. Now, out in the Pacific Northwest, the 0-2 Seattle Seahawks will welcome the 0-2 Chicago Bears to town. And it's been a long time since the Seattle Seahawks have started a season off this slow. But at the same time, this is their first home game of the season. And things have changed for the Seahawks this week as strong safety Cam Chancellor ended his holdout. And now you have another athletic, freakish body that has once again been added to that Legion of Boom secondary out there for Seattle. Offensively, the Seahawks have to get running back Marshawn Lynch going. They also must find a way to utilize tight end Jimmy Graham, especially in the red zone. Now, Jimmy Clausen gets the start at quarterback for the Bears in this one, as Jay Cutler is out due to an injury. And it's not going to help him that you have Chancellor, Earl Thomas, and Richard Sherman all back there in the secondary. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle at home in this one by the score of 34-17. Now, on Sunday Night Football, the 2-0 Denver Broncos will travel to the Motor City and Ford Field to take on the winless Detroit Lions. This is the first home game for the Lions, And they're looking for that home cooking to get them that extra edge that they need against a Denver Broncos team that is feeling really confident about themselves after their big come from behind victory last week against the Kansas City Chiefs. For Denver, it's simple. They're beginning to click on offense right now. They have more semblance of order with their running game, which is only going to help quarterback Peyton Manning. And defensively, you look at the pressure that they are able to put on opposing quarterbacks under defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. And I'm talking about outside linebacker Shane Ray, Von Miller, and of course, DeMarcus Ware. You have a quarterback for the Lions and Matthew Stafford, who is injured right now. And you also have a wide receiver for the Lions and Calvin Johnson that doesn't have the explosiveness in his game right now like he did several years ago. It's a recipe for disaster for the Lions, and I'm going to take the Broncos on the road in this one by the score of 30-23. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 1-1 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to meet the undefeated Green Bay Packers. Now, for Kansas City quarterback Alex Smith, it's a reunion of sorts, as these were the first two quarterbacks taken in the 2005 NFL draft. Of course, Smith was the first overall pick to the San Francisco 49ers, and Aaron Rodgers, the Packers quarterback, slipped all the way to number 24 before Green Bay picked him. And obviously, their careers have taken different paths, as Aaron Rodgers is a multiple-time winner of the NFL's MVP award, along with being a Super Bowl champion, while Smith has been unable to find that success as of yet in the National Football League. But you look at this game. Kansas City loves to run the football with Jamaal Charles, and this Packers front seven is improved this season. Now, defensively for Kansas City, they have the horses to put pressure on quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but it's just a matter of them having the ability to get there. The Chiefs also have a secondary that can cover the wide receivers for Green Bay. But again, it begins with the pressure, and the guys, like with the likes of Tamba Hali, Dee Ford, and Justin Houston, will they be able to get to Aaron Rodgers and throw him off of his game? Defensively for the Green Bay Packers, you have Clay Matthews, you have Julius Peppers, and you have B.J. Raji in that front seven, and they will look to frustrate quarterback Alex Smith. And I see Green Bay being able to do that by trying to stop Kansas City's run. So you can expect a spy on Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles in this one, as where he goes, the Chiefs offense goes. Kansas City will be able to score some points, but I don't see them being able to keep up with Green Bay in this one. And I'm going to take the Packers at home by the score of 37-27. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 3 in the NFL season. And I want to once again take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 3 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.